Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello everyone. Here we are, Saturday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Very happy to be with all of you. And yes, it's our 500th show. Yay. Unbelievable how those numbers rack up as time is going along. So anyway, we want to thank you after 500 shows for all of your participation, for being here with us. We love it and we appreciate you so much. So don't we, Jimbo?
Yes.
He doesn't even look like himself, does he? No worry, he'll get his bushy beard back.
It's there. It just got trimmed.
Yeah. Yeah, it's still there. And I didn't go with him to the hairdresser, so.
So what does that mean?
That was a decision they made.
Hmm.
Yeah, so got to do a little housekeeping first, as usual. For those that join us as new folks, and there always is, you know, a few here and there that do, so. We're using ordinary playing cards, as I am showing to our Facebook audience. Hello, Facebookers and blog talkers. We know you believe me because when you call in, that's what you get your readings with, an ordinary deck of playing cards. Yeah. Also, I'm going to make each reading involve a 24-card layout. So bear that in mind. When you call in, I'm going to need a moment or two, not much more than that, to, you know, get them laid out. You're supposed to say, how'd that go? Anyway.
I haven't settled in yet.
Yeah, and it's been a hard day for him.
Show got off to a shitty start.
Well, that it happens. And look at that poinsettia right here. Doesn't even look real. I think we have to calm it down a little before the next show. So anyway, just bear that in mind. 24-card layout, it's my personal preference. Hopefully it'll become yours. And those of you on Facebook, you will get a little bit of a glimpse of it. So I'm going to turn you over to Jimbo the Magnificent right now.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. I'd like to remind everybody out there in the lands that are watching us throughout the lands, multiple platforms. If you are international, anytime you roll in, you don't have to be at the beginning. Anytime you roll in, make your presence known and where you're from, and we'll give you live international shout-outs like we are tonight to Olay in Lebanon. Terry Sue is in the UK.
Hey.
Sophia is here with us in Sweden.
Yeah.
Yes, Sweden, the land of the Swedes. Sweden. All right, those are international folks. Jeanette also is here representing Canada. So welcome, folks.
Yes, glad to have you all with us.
515-602-9676. Number to call in. When you call in, you hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. That statement is true. I tested it. It usually is. Anytime it's not a true statement, in other words, there's silence, something went wrong, hang up, call back. That usually fixes it. That is usually the rule. More often than not, that works, unless we're having problems on our end, then you just got to ride it out. Let's see, Facebookers, well, you know the routine. If we get some gaps in the calls, we shall certainly turn to you folks. Just, it's unpredictable. That's all I can say about that. But we will definitely do that. Kirsty in UK is here now.
Sheesh, the gang is all here.
It is the
about.
British invasion.
Yes.
It is indeed. Regardless of how you're getting your reading, folks, harps, angels like to play harps, as we all see on paintings. Well, when you hear that, please let the reading come to an end. That's, we're getting ready to transition to the next person, so let this come to an end at that point. And I will pull, since it is an angel reading card thing, I have the healing angel cards tonight. So I will pull you a single healing angel card before we move on to the next person. So remember the harps, let the reading conclude, and then I'll give you a card for the road. And that's all I got before we jump in. So what do you got?
Well, I got.
She's got some gotten to do.
I'm still.
She has to get her got.
Doing updates on dating website reviews.
Mm.
From before and now again, and there have been a lot of new ones that have popped up. I want to see the ratio, basically, of good single genuine men to scammers. I'm going to tell you about one right now. International Cupid, avoid at all costs. I've even told them I am going to talk about you on the air during the show. The management. I'm going to tell you, Catherine, thank you. Thank you for the idea about the spoon. Not a single man has wanted to give me a picture. I thought it was Catherine.
That was my idea. I said.
I thought it was hers.
No, I said, ask the guy to hold, pick up an object and hold it.
I thought she said that.
We were talking to somebody.
All right, well, I'm still going to give her some credit for it because she said something.
But she might have the same thought.
Yeah.
Pick an object up that's there, then hold the cell phone, hold the something.
And the first thing that tips me off is when the age group of the women they're looking for is, we'll say 30 to 99. Come on. I'll even ask them, the only reason you're interested in a woman that age is because you want her money. Admit it. They have threatened me. I've been told where to... put things, you know what I mean. And these are men that are, they have very charming pictures. Who knows who they really are? Some of them are speaking French. Some of them are using other languages. There's even folks from the States there. But I am thinking this website deserves a complete triple F minus. There's nobody decent there. Nobody. So... told you, folks out there, wherever you are, I told you I was going to tell everybody not to waste their money there. So that's my update for tonight. And, you know, sometimes it's just fun to tinker around on these dating sites, see who's willing to, like, call through or crawl through crushed glass to get to you. It's just interesting also to try and somehow figure out the male ego. I don't think there's any women behind these facades. Who knows? There could be. But, yeah, interesting. So thank you. And Catherine is saying, I've also asked men to take a picture of themselves giving me the finger. 9 times out of 10, they say something like, I am a gentleman. I would never do that to a woman. And then I send them back the selfie of me giving them the finger. I love it. I love it.
International shout out to Rachel in Australia, the land down under.
Glad to have you with us, Rachel. Yeah, and Kirsty, it's fun just to look. And at some of the men that honestly think they're going to get a date. Oh my God. Oh. So anyway, that's my little take, my little soapbox moment for this evening. All right, Jim. Ball's in your court.
And then we're starting. We're going to area code 775, Nevada, 775. I think we know who it is.
Oh, we know who this is. Hello there, Wendy.
Hello, Deborah and Jimbo. It's so nice to speak with the two of you.
Well, thank you. Same with you.
Welcome.
And congratulations on your 500th show.
500th, yes, indeed it is.
Okay.
Well, I have a decision. Yeah. I have a decision to make.
Okay.
I haven't purchased a mattress in many moons, and I have located a wonderful man. His name is Eric. I almost bought a mattress from him several months ago, but recently Macy's gave me a credit line increase so I can buy the mattress of my dreams now. And I touched bases with Eric. We spoke a little while ago, He is so good at what he does. And we've narrowed it down to three mattresses. One of them is called, it's by the Kid line, and it looks beautiful and handmade. And the other one is by the hotel brand name. And the third one is Beautyrest Black Diamond plush pillow top. So will I do a purchase through Eric today? And which one do you think it'll be? The one that has part of the brand name says Orchid. The other one is the hotel line. And then there's the Black Diamond.
And he is selling you one of these, potentially?
Yes, he's the salesman, and he's been doing this for 20 years.
And I wonder if they're still working on commission, because a lot of places have stopped that, just FYI out there for people. Home Depot and Lowe's, they are workers.
I don't think they ever were on commission at Home Depot.
Yes, they told me they used to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
So I was just curious. Did he try to sway you in any way, Wendy, one way or the other?
No, he's really, I told him what I was looking for. He focused on that. And he knows my credit line. He's not trying to push me to get the most expensive. I believe him. I read people fairly well. And I believe he has good intentions. I trust the man. And but I've waited a long time. And I don't think it's by accident that I got this major credit line increase from Macy's yesterday, and then I reconnected with Eric. So
yes. Well, I'm looking at that for you right this moment.
Cards are going down.
Thank you very much.
Certainly.
Oh yes.
So the salesman works for Macy's?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
And I like the man. I can tell that he is honorable. I'm pretty good about reading people.
Didn't know he sold mattresses. I did not know. But I don't go walking through the
store.
They're
an amazing store. I got to tell you.
I've only walked through there just passing through from one A to B. I've never really shopped there.
When I've been given a gift card, I will go there.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't know.
So,
it was in one of our malls, and I would just maybe use the entrance and walk through there into the mall. That's all.
Okay.
But all right, cards are down.
Yeah, I really think that this is going to be a very good purchase for you. And the cards are leaning toward the Black Diamond for you, Wendy.
Really?
Yes. Did you try them all out?
Sounds like narcotics or something.
No, but... You know me, Deborah. I have done so much research. The Black Diamond is a pillow top, gel top, and it's very glamorous. It is black satin. If you were to look at Macy's and you would just look for the Black Diamond class K, as in kangaroo, you would see what I'm talking about. And if you key in Orchid mattress, you would see the quality that I'm looking at, and then the other hotel one. So I believe the man is sincere, and he's and I'll get a $300 gift card because they're doing their Black Friday.
Nice.
It is this week. Yeah, that means you got to probably nail it this weekend then, I would assume.
So you really see the Black Diamond for sure?
Well, of course, hon, you got to make your own what you feel is best. But, yeah, that's what the cards are saying to go with that. It's very current in terms of its technology. I've seen the commercials for it.
Really?
It's gorgeous. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, very nice mattress.
Okay.
So,
okay.
But eventually
will I do the transaction with Eric today over the phone?
I say, why not?
Well, I mean, that's up to you. If you don't pick up the phone and call him, I could tell you the answer is no.
I'm waiting to get, he's going to send me three text messages, one for each mattress, and I'm going to study them, and then I'll make my decision. Orchid one.
Yeah.
The Orchid one has a silk, white silk and kind of like a brocade design on it. It's absolutely, it's very Hollywood gorgeous. So it's not an easy decision for me.
No,
aren't
not
you gonna
at all.
Put, aren't you going to put a sheet over it?
Yeah, but...
Then you don't see
yes,
the nice...
But, I,
sign
but
slap
I'll know it's
it.
There.
Well, you know it's there. Okay, I'm just saying, you put sheets on it, then it doesn't... That could be no design, you know? But I got
I know.
You. I got you.
All right.
I'm a functionality. I want that thing to feel good. I don't care if it's got a picture of a guy with a middle finger flipping up or whatever. I want that mattress to be just the way I want it.
Man, you're funny.
It's like, and it, to me, it's always that in between. I want it to be firm, but I don't want it to be a board.
You but want it hard.
I want it that way, but plush on top, right? Because I don't want one of those things where you eventually start sinking, then your back can start hurting like 2-5 years later or something. So, but those are quality mattresses. None of them are going to do that anyway. So.
Yeah.
All right, well, here we go. Here is it's your healing angel card. So we'll see what kind of healing we got here. From Archangel Gabriel, you will soon receive some positive news. The channels for clear and honest communication are now open. Keep an open heart and speak your truth lovingly without fear.
That could apply to many things.
Could apply to many things or this thing. We
yeah,
don't know.
We don't know.
I don't know. It's not my card. All right. Well, thank you very much for holding and being caller number one, Wendy.
Well, thank you. Oh, and just a real quick question, Deborah, super fast. I'm going to talk to her name is Sammy at the apartment office, and I'm going to ask her if she can allow me to wait until the 5th day of December to really officially start renting that garage here. Will she allow it, or will she say she has to charge me from the first?
That's a good question.
And I'll tell her. I'll tell her it's because I had somebody lined up, and then they bailed out on me.
I think because of who you are, Wendy, and how polite and, you know, you treat people, I can't see why she would care about 5 days. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think that they do have respect for me because twice within the last 10 days, the postman delivered a package for another resident to us, and I called the office each time, and I put the package in a plastic bag, hung it on my doorknob, and I said, this is not my property. Can you come by and bring it to the resident? I think they were impressed with that, my honesty.
Sure. Well, sure. That counts very much so, especially in the day of all these people stealing things, you know, that get delivered incorrectly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes, indeed.
And I, right. I found some leads about men who might be able to do the job for me, moving my stuff in that storage facility. One ad was like only $65 an hour, but they have to be insured or forget it.
That's right. They have to be. If they break something of yours that, whether it has value or not, they have to do good, you know, do good for them.
Yeah, and usually that tells
I'm,
you.
I'm more trouble. Interested in protecting any life. I do not want any liability. Workers, I do not want to pay their workers' comp or anything. I want to be protected. God forbid if something happens. That's what I'm worried about.
Well, I don't think anything's going to happen.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, very
thank
much.
Thank you so very much.
Wendy.
Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again.
Okay. Thank you both. Go. God bless.
You too. Bye. Yes, you too.
International shout out to Suzanne in Scotland. That's what it was. I knew I was trying to work her in. All right.
Dummy Susie. Terry Susie.
I think we're caught up here.
Dummy, is that a slang term for what, toilet or bathroom?
Must be.
Dunny.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Catherine saying Jimbo just grabbed the cane. Nah, let's do it. Go ahead.
Well, this is all you, man.
Go ahead.
The cane or cane?
I don't know what she meant by that. The cane.
Oh, I know what she's talking about, I think. Think the you remember the old school when they would do that big long cane and pull people off the frickin' stage?
Yeah.
I believe the old school, yes indeed.
Didn't they use that on the Gong Show too?
I don't know if they used that on the Gong Show. They just hit the gong, but maybe. But they definitely used.
Catherine said the Gong Show.
Okay.
Well, they would grab the cane when it was time to close up the.
Okay. All right. I know for a fact you see it on every cartoon on Earth back in the old cartoons.
Yeah. Do we have a full moon or didn't we?
Werewolves of London.
I've got to tell you, I am having a heck of a time sleeping at night. And somebody told me it's the moon. We have Sophia with us. She seems to be our moon
expert. I thought
it was
in a couple days, but I don't know.
I don't know either.
I thought somebody said the 27th the other day was the full moon. I know it's close. You can look up there and see that if it isn't, it's very close.
Yeah.
It is indeed close. I know that.
27th is full moon.
That's what I thought.
And the energy
so
picking
Monday.
Up. Well, yeah.
You know what?
What?
Monday also is?
What?
It's a free showing of the Dog TV channel. You'll have to remember that on Monday.
Oh, what? Really?
550 something.
Do we have to pay for it?
No, it's I just said the free,
free trial
thing. Like right now on DirecTV, it's like all the other Stars, Max, all that Showtime's all free this whole holiday weekend.
We could never keep it.
No,
our,
it's not worth
we
it.
Have what is she? Brittany Spaniel.
Oh, I didn't know what you're talking about.
That dog watches TV, and she can't handle it when there's a dog on the TV.
But I mean, if you had to leave her home for 8 hours, maybe you'd put it on there for entertainment.
Well, she'd bark herself hoarse.
We haven't watched it. We don't know what it is.
Yeah.
We don't know. Maybe it's not all dogs running around, but you would think. You'll have to check it out Monday.
Yeah.
I'll be at work, but you'll have to check it out, see what Dog TV brings to the house.
Oh, what did
I say? It's rebooting. You did something, but it's coming back on. All right, Deb, get your cards warmed up.
All right, let's get ready.
That'll come back to life on its own.
Okie doke. Bring them on in.
We're going to area code 229. That's in Georgia, Peach State, 229. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Glad to have you.
Hey.
Hi, Melvin. How are you?
Welcome back.
All right. Yeah, I'm doing okay, but I just want to ask I had a problem with my neighbor upstairs last night.
Oh boy.
And this lady come up with a big German Shepherd dog upstairs over me. And so I just stepped out and told him, I said, "Hey, you mind holding it down a little bit?" So he wanted to start talking all kind of mess to me. And I said, "Look, man, I just got out of hospital, and I ain't got time for all of this. So would you just hold it down, please?" I said, he said, "Well," and I just told him, "If you don't, I'm going to call the police."
Yeah.
He said, "You'll call the police." Yeah, and so I did. I called the police officer. They went up. They knocked on his door next door, and they smelled weed when they came to talk to me. Three police officers. So, my question, what I'm getting to is that, he has hold it down a little bit, but I'm going to report him to the landlord because I felt threat. So if I would have kept it up, I think he would have tried to swung at me, and I would have had to defend myself. So I would have done something crazy. But it wouldn't have been crazy, but I had to defend myself. But my thing is, once I report this to the landlord on Monday, my question is, will he be evicted? Mm-hmm. And will he try to come after me?
Good question, and I'm glad you're asking it.
Yeah.
The circumstance could be different for all kinds of people.
Sure.
But the situation is basically the same.
International shout out to Laura in Canada.
Hello there. Here we go. Hang on while I lay out your cards.
Cards are going down. Yeah. That's one thing is you can't pick your neighbors. That's no matter what, whether you have a – only time you don't have to worry about it is you live out in the country, the boondocks, and your neighbors are a mile on each side of you. That's why some people like that country living. They don't have to deal with crap from anybody, you know.
Yeah. I want to move anyway, so, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, that's what sucks. You move into another place that has neighbors, you just don't know. You don't know. And then
you're right.
And even if you have great neighbors, then they move and you get shitty neighbors. Or it just sucks.
Neighbors are scary because you don't know what you're getting.
Yeah, and you just all you want to do is peaceably coexist. You don't have to have barbecues together.
That's it.
Like that. They don't even know each other. I don't even care about your name. Let's just be nice, you know? Just be nice.
It's so much easier.
How you doing?
Yeah,
that's all you got to do.
Though, if you are the person that is on the top, and the others are on the bottom because it's a different...
It is a little different thing.
But, yeah.
A little different sound-wise, it seems like.
Yeah, he's doing it on purpose, though. He's doing his shit on purpose. I mean, every night, like, somebody, like, he's moving every night. I'm like, he tearing down a bed, stomping his feet. He's doing it on purpose to aggravate me. And so I call the police on him, though. But do you see the landlord getting his ass out of here something? And do you see him trying to come at me or his friends? You have a lot of guys coming up and down. They up there smoking dope all day.
Well, what I see the landlord trying to do is try to make peace in the situation at this point.
Imagine a land person.
Asking them to please be considerate of you, you know, that you do need your peace and quiet. And they try to bring out some compassion in them, which is likely to fail.
But they probably have to do that.
Yeah.
Legally, they have to probably, to get an eviction, they probably have to say, here's my, all the warnings on these days. I did all these warnings. You can't have more. So they probably have to have a file built on these people.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And you, nowadays.
But now you're starting a file.
Sometimes you can't just up and evict people. You have to go in on a. Not a lot unlawful detainer.
Yeah, it depends on all the locality laws, but it's never going
to
be.
Yeah, I know, but like what I'm trying to get is, so what I'm trying to get is like, is I'm going to have any more trouble with this guy?
The landlord's going to try and calm that down. I don't see anything physical developing unless you throw your weight around too much. Remember, you're dealing with people that are probably drinking a lot.
They just don't care.
They're using drugs up there.
They're obviously village idiots, you know, so
yeah.
They're not going to care if they get in trouble.
And you don't need a mob assault.
Right.
You know, people don't do it like they used to years ago. It's not one-on-one a lot these days.
Really, when people start playing pranks and messing with people, it's really hard to prove that, too, to the
it
cops,
is.
Too. Who did what to who, unless you got video cameras everywhere and stuff catching.
So
them.
I think it'd be best, you know, it doesn't hurt maybe to get yourself a good sound canceling headphones, you know, something where you could listen to music, you could meditate, you could watch television. Instead of, because this is going to become inflammatory with them upstairs. Landlord, though, has to have, I forget how many, and I used to be a complex manager.
Depends on the locality.
Yeah, that there has to be so many infractions.
Right. They're going to have to build
I could understand that, but the police officers, three of them, say when they opened the door to talk to this guy, marijuana popped out, and they told me to make sure I mention that to the landlord, and they're going to send a police report to the landlord. And
well,
they gave
help.
Me their car.
Yeah.
But my thing is, I just want to know, is this guy going to bother me? I open my door, he's going to start some shit.
Verbally.
That's all. But that's all
verbal.
You know, what part is saying?
Yeah.
Say again?
She says she thinks verbally he might start trying to get you going and have you escalate it. Mess with you a little bit.
There's no compassion on the part of those people.
Yeah, because they would they would like to like verbally mess with you and have you do something that they could report. They'd love that.
They would love that. So that's why I say try to find the path of least resistance here.
Yep.
You don't need this to escalate where they are, like Jim said, trying to do things to you.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're obviously idiots and don't care about people's feelings, and they don't care about the law probably either. So.
Do you drive, Melvin?
Yes, ma'am, I drive.
Okay, well, I want you to bear in mind things can happen to your car that you don't want to have happen. You know, the retaliation. Well, I just saw the image of them in the darkness wanting to fool with your car and... you know, it'd really suck if they did something to your brakes or whatever the case might be. I'm just saying.
Well, my camera is right on my vehicle.
Well, that's good.
My camera is right on my vehicle. It goes straight to the police department. If anybody just bump into it.
Okay,
that's good. Yeah, so perfect. I'm looking at my vehicle right now while I'm talking to you.
Good
thing you got that. Know I have cameras. They know this.
If they know that, that's a good thing too. Then they're not gonna screw that. So that's good.
Yeah, they ain't gonna mess with my car.
Well, that's good then.
I don't think you're going to mess with my thoughts.
You already got that lined up. That's perfect.
Good for you.
All right, here's your healing angel card. It is Archangel Sandalphon. I have heard your call for help. Your prayer will soon be answered.
Awesome.
So that sounds like Archangel Sandalphon is on your case right now, and he said soon. But, you know, things take time. So, well, thank you so much for calling, Melvin. We wish the best for you. Nobody likes that apartment neighbor conflict crap when you got jackwads that live around you, but we hope it all works out for you and they get launched like the space shuttle used to.
Yes, we do.
All right, Melvin, you stay in touch, my friend.
Thank you all.
Take care. Good luck to you. I'm updating my list. It's like Santa checking it twice.
I've never heard of that archangel either.
Sandalphon?
Yeah.
He's in one of our other, I think it's a guy, I think, if I'm not mistaken. I should have looked. This one doesn't have pictures. The ones we do, the old ones, the original archangel cards you had little artist descript pictures of them so you could tell if it's male or female. Because some are females. Some are males, you know. Yes, they are. Are they, Jim? Yeah, I'm telling you, Deb, they are. Some are males and some are females. You don't argue with me, Deb.
Of what?
Bingo.
Jackwads?
Nah, so oh, I was talking
I was
to you.
Reading what Terry Sue was saying.
I was talking, and you hopped on a piece of driftwood, and you drifted away. What was that? What's that? Give me the beat, boy.
That's free my soul.
Yeah, and what did he say? And drift away. That's what you were doing. You were drifting away.
Now, who is that?
I don't know that. I don't know that it's somebody that is
Catherine.
Oh no,
she's the archangel of music.
I don't know that it's a epic band. Like he's like, oh, it's them. I think it's like, oh, okay, type of band. If I remember.
Yeah, I personally think that the landlord is a little bit nervous of them too. You know.
I don't know, if I was a landlord and I don't live there, I wouldn't be nervous. I'd be like, shut up, jackhole.
Donor Gray, Dober, I don't know.
Yeah.
Something Gray, yes.
Dobie Gray. Yeah, I remember. Yes. It was somebody that I was like, oh, okay, when I heard it. Yeah.
Yes.
Man, I think it's time to keep on. All right, who's next on our list? Aha. We're just bouncing all over the United States. We're going out west, Miss Deborah. We're going to area code 805 out in California. 805, welcome to the show.
Hi there.
Hey. Hi, Jimbo. It's Donna. How are you guys?
Hi, Donna. Good to hear from you.
We rock and we roll.
Thank you. Like my favorite people. Yeah, I went to Mexico. That was fun. Cabo. And then I was at Idaho. That was fun. So I'm really into doing things because it's so much fun. And my neighbor, he's 88. My neighbor's 88. I help him out a lot. You know, he's all by himself. I cook for him. I do his shopping. I get his prescription. I mean, I do everything. And he had all these books from the woman that he lived with. And he said I could have them all. So I've got like 200 books in my living room. I'm going to put them on eBay. Some of them go for like $300-$400. So that's good.
Wow. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. He's 88. You see, maybe they had books from a long time ago.
Probably the old, some of them are probably that maybe leather-bound first edition books. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, they're just taking up a lot of room in my living room. But
It is, I bet. I would do my due diligence and make sure you don't sell something that is priceless for a cheap price.
Oh, isn't that? No, I Google them all, and then I find them on eBay, and then I know how much they go for.
Very good, because people love to get
some
deals.
Some books are worth money. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, it depends on a lot of the, like you said, they're old, so that helps. And a lot of times, if it's first print, first edition, you know, all that different crap, it can be worth paying.
Yeah. Wow, that is so true.
All right. What do we got cooking?
Yeah. What can we do?
Am I going to meet someone soon? I didn't meet anybody in Mexico. But,
okay.
Now
these guys are getting on my Facebook, and when I post like a picture of my niece or something, and they're on there, so they've hacked me somehow, and I don't want these guys on there, so I erase it right away. You know? Ugh.
Yeah. Well, are you open to the public?
No. Just friends.
Hmm. Yeah, there's a lot. Out there.
But they want me to put them as a friend. They want me to put him as a friend, and I don't do that, of course. I just block them.
You know what?
Yes.
First, before I do your reading, bear this in mind. You click on their name before you agree to befriend them. Go and look and scroll through their posts. If they hardly have any, scammer, okay? And if they put those posts of, you look so beautiful and charming, and I would like to be your friend, and watch the grammar, because a lot of them are bad at that. Normal men don't
do that.
Then
they say, hi, dear, hi, honey. Oh,
yeah.
Man, I know they're okay.
Scammers. Yeah.
Yeah, it's awful.
All right, let's see if we're going to find you a good one, though.
It's the old school love reading.
Donna needs a dolphin. We got to find you a dolphin. I'm sure you've heard us say out here in the area that we are at in Virginia is home to the largest naval base in the world.
I think everybody knows that.
Wow.
It might be the 500th time you said that, too, along with our 500th show.
All right. Anyway, the saying amongst women out here is, there are many fish in the sea, but very few dolphins. So you want to get a dolphin, not just some fish floating on by.
Okay.
So,
get on down. Get on down the road.
Huh?
All right.
I was singing.
Jim is singing to you. He's serenading you while I read.
Yeah, that wasn't a good serenade song with get on down, get on down the road. That sounds like telling somebody to hit the road. Nah. I was like caught in the middle of this call and the typing, and all of a sudden my brain kicked that song. I had nothing to do with anything. Nothing. It was like Tourette's. It was a Tourette song, except I didn't swear. It just shot out for no reason. All right. Love's in the air. Maybe. Maybe not. The cards will tell.
Yes.
The cards will tell.
Well, for one thing, I'm seeing men here.
Yeah. And you know, the whole go to Cabo and stuff. Even if you ran across somebody, this is 99.9% of the time it's a Vegas, but you're not going to
Cabo, you could meet a celebrity down there.
Right, but there's a good chance whoever you do cross paths with, you'll never reconnect again on those types of things. You know?
Right, I agree. I already went to Cabo, and I met a lot of people, but I didn't meet any single men, that's for sure.
That's interesting.
Interesting.
Or I'm surprised you didn't meet guys that were pretending to be single that weren't, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they had a real family. Timeshare. I think those
Wow.
are mostly family. Yeah.
Oh, that's why probably.
They're
She's had
families
a
or what?
Oh, yeah, a lot. And it's a timeshare. Those aren't for your casual single dudes running around stuff, but like that. That's true.
But
yep.
The right
and then the
one.
All
yeah. Well, here's the thing. The right one is going to appear in front of you. It just will happen. And even when, especially when you least expect it, that's when it comes. It's when we go shopping, men shopping. Somebody should write a song about that. That's when you end up finding all the duds, the ones with flaws and the liars. And
I don't know if there's any songs like that.
About there's raining men, but
that's not
really
about that. That's just
no.
about going to a bar full of wieners. What they call them, sausage fest, sausage parties. You know, just it's man heavy, which is good for a lady. To roll into a place.
Well,
the ratio of men to women is high. That's good for a chick.
You've got a man here that is definitely coming into your life. The question is when. It's going to be, I think, more into the new year. But sometimes timing, I can't grasp the exact time frame. He is currently, he's a very successful businessman. Currently going through a divorce, and he's done.
Okay.
There is no baggage here. He is getting out, and he's not losing his pants over this divorce either. Well, what did you say?
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not getting taken to the cleaners, right?
No. And you're going to meet him. It looks like he's going to be on business.
Business.
He's likely where in the community where you live. So don't be surprised now. It looks like there's another guy with him, a younger fella that they're in the area on business.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not like Mormons going door to door, you know, looking for recruits.
The white shirts.
Yeah.
Yes. And the more, and the bicycles and the little bike helmets they wear.
Yeah, maybe they don't do that everywhere.
You're right. I don't know. We've seen it on TV shows, and we've seen it here. I've seen them riding around.
Oh, they?
Yeah. You have them too?
Yeah, they knock on our doors, yeah.
Yeah, they ride around in pairs.
We had a couple that got beaten up pretty bad here a few years
ago. Oh, no, that's worse than that.
What was it? They killed them?
They happened to be riding their bikes around and saw a drug deal go down, and the drug dealer shot them all. Shot them both, and one survived.
Right.
Yeah, I was over in Newport News. Imagine that.
Man. All right. Well,
if I was a Mormon, I don't care who God's your shield or whatever. You stay the hell out of Newport News. Man.
But that's what I got for you, Donna. You're going to meet them two guys.
Okay.
One younger. The older one is a King of Hearts, and I love those. Sorry, Jim. I love those kinds of men that are characterized as a heart. Okay, what?
Why are you apologizing to me?
Because you're not a heart.
Everybody's different. I gotta be me, you know, like that song. I gotta be me. Yep.
That's
you're
true.
Great, but...
Everybody's different. That's no big deal.
Okay.
If everybody was the same, this would be a boring ass planet.
It really kind of would.
Yeah.
You bring different assets to the table romantically.
Everything's different. Yeah.
And the younger guy is like his accounting. He's the person that handles the transactions of whatever work it is they do. I can't quite pick up on it just yet.
So
I think it's something with construction, but we're not talking like building a house. We're talking about building buildings, you know, like
big giant business complexes.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Like that.
Shopping centers and stuff.
Yeah.
Big giant office buildings.
And the other guy handles the financial end. All right.
Yeah.
So your man, your King of Hearts, is coming into the picture, and he is going to be the idea man, looking at the property, figuring what can we do here, pitching ideas. The other guy is the one that puts the numbers together. So.
Okay.
Now, when this happens, I hope it rings a bell for you. And I'm saying when, because it looks very, very evident that it's coming. Coming right to you. So, yeah.
Oh, good.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Well, Donna, you're a very vivacious lady. Beautiful. You look real sexy. You know, you're the whole package. So the right man is going to recognize that.
Aw.
Nice.
All right. Well, here is your healing angel card.
All
reading.
Right.
Subject is
Thank
integrity.
You.
Be flexible. This is from, be flexible, but also be true to you. Stand by your beliefs and values, and others will stand by and believe in you.
Very good.
Which everybody should do. Don't change who you are. Stand by who you are.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for
all
holding
right.
and being
take
so...
care.
Thanks, Deborah.
Oh, you're so welcome. Always wonderful to hear from you.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Love you, too. She has such exuberance. You can hear it in her voice, you know?
Truth. All right. Well, Suzanne had to go visit the
turlet
again. Yes. When you got to go. Like Mr. Goldblum said.
Who's, on the...
The Jurassic Park.
You know,
when you got to go.
I loved when that T-Rex was chasing that Jeep.
That was, you know, back in the day, was some big... It was a big deal, that movie, because special effects-wise and stuff.
I bet he had a heck of a time, many takes, when they finally got away from the T-Rex, and he said, I wonder if they'll have that on the tour.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. We don't know how many rehearsals they do, so sometimes if they just shoot this out the first time, they may crack up.
When you gotta go. You're right. All right, well, what's on our agenda now?
We have more folks on the line. That's what we have. Plenty of callers. I just have to figure out where we're going. Okay, we bounce around the United States. Here we go. We're going to area code 618 in Illinois. 618, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
Welcome. Hi. And this is?
Amy.
How
well, she's
Amy?
In. She's been holding patiently in the chat. On the Facebook Live as well.
How are you doing, Amy?
I'm doing good. I went back to work, and I'm feeling good.
I'm glad. I'm really glad. Yeah, Amy, as many of you may know, had a heart attack, and you're a pretty young lady.
42.
Yeah.
Just turned.
Yeah. Well, we're just glad you're still with us. I couldn't imagine you not being with us.
Well, I'm sure she's pretty happy about that whole situation herself, Olivia.
Anyway,
all right, well.
I am calling. I feel like my abilities are getting stronger psychically. And I wanted to see when they're going to be developed full-time and then if I have love coming into my life soon.
Okay. Well, first about those abilities. It's a never-ending process. You keep growing.
I know. I feel like I'm starting to hear things.
Well, and in the, you know, the trauma and all of your heart attack, did you have any sense of passing over the valley of death or anything like that? Did you?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you see yourself or?
I saw myself and I saw my brother standing there.
Ready, waiting for you?
Were you dead on a table?
You telling me it wasn't my time and to go back.
Okay. Well, see, I think you can come back with more gifts than what you thought you had. You know, it's not your time because you still have things to do here. So, what am I
over? Yeah.
Interesting. Remember that movie Flatliners when it first came out way back in the day? And they all had a little, they thought they were ghosts, but it was just something in their brains had started. Had things came out from, psychotic things came out in these people.
Feel,
good movie.
I can still hear it touch me. Like I can feel, I can say, ask if my brother's around and I can feel like something on my left arm.
Wow. Well, thank God it went the way it did, hon. Because that's way too long. Do they feel it's a hereditary? Do they think it's a hereditary issue for you, or you know,
broken heart syndrome?
No, really.
Yes.
That is real, and a lot of people think it isn't.
Well, it's basically a form of stress and anxiety.
Yes.
Isn't it? Right.
Carrie Fisher's mother. Well, she had a stroke, but they said it was broken heart syndrome.
Echocardiogram and you can see it. There's a point where it shows you that it's broken heart syndrome. But I'll show you that. I'll send that to you. You'll be interested in it.
I'd love to see it. Okay. So you want to know if reword that for me.
Their psychic ability, she's wondering about their progression and love in her life.
Thank you.
Two different things. It's good. Hey, folks, that's the way. Through all two questions, Amy knows. That's perfect when you do it now. If you wait till the end sometimes and Deb's already gathered up the cards, that could be too late for your next question. So throw them out early.
And Amy, you've kissed enough frogs. It's time for prince.
It's time
for you. That's right. All right. So give me a moment here.
Okay.
Isn't there a song like How Will I Know?
Yeah, it's Whitney Houston, I think.
And there's probably a lot of them, but that is one of them. How will I know? How are you going to know? I guess I say you'll know when you know when you know, right? Well, apparently, some people thought they knew, but then they ended up in the freaking circuit court of their locality because it wasn't true love after all. So that's why you question sometimes. I'm just saying. It makes you question things because everybody, tell that to us, part, we're going to get married forever. It's like, is it really forever, folks? I would say that the law firms that specialize in divorce cases will tell you it is not forever. That's all I will
Terry
say.
Terry Sue, I love what you're putting out with your comments. You are a highly gifted girl, too.
Very empathic.
Yeah, well.
What's the opposite of that?
Being non-empathic?
That's too easy. Really? They don't have a special word for that? Come on. Don't say it's serendipitous either or anything like that. So,
you know, in speaking with certain mental health professionals, they have told me, and I don't know if I buy this because I'd have to look at it more. They say that those who are empathic tend to also have borderline personality disorder. So go figure. I don't know.
Well, who knows? Yeah, that's not an exact
God, yes. Well,
right.
Amy,
doing love first
instead of
last.
Yes, love just went bada bing right here.
Question number two is coming first.
He's going to make your acquaintance through It's a form of communication, phone call, email. It could be a text message, or it could be a post on Facebook. It's just showing here, and he's a heart, too. You know, he's a jack of hearts, which means he's still in the process of learning, where the king is someone who has the wisdom and the knowledge, you know.
Is it Derek?
Like for Donna who called, she's getting a king of hearts.
What did she ask?
Who, Donna?
No, she just asked something. No.
What'd you say, Amy?
Is it Derek? Because I feel like he's trying to come back.
Is that somebody from the past, apparently, Derek? She's pondering.
I know, and I think I have to say no, I don't believe it is. No.
Okay.
This is somebody brand new coming to you as if you've wished for him. So that's a form of manifesting.
When you wish.
And you may think you're manifesting Derek, but I think this is a different guy.
Maybe it's Derek, Eric.
Derek, is he? Now, let me make sure I got this right. He is the guy that was getting a divorce. They were fighting over material things, right?
Yeah, for 2 years.
Whatever that toxic thing is between them is always going to be there. Because he's right here.
Right, okay.
And yeah, they've got a thing. And maybe it's that their vibe is the arguing, the fighting, maybe I see her throwing things, you know, it's a wild ass passion that is between them. And she really has her hooks into him in many ways where she would drive off any woman that he tries to be with. So best for you to kind of back away from that. Your new one.
That sounds like basically baggage.
I guess it would be.
He has baggage that you don't want nothing to do with.
I think he can't stay away from her.
And, you know, there's a lot of the problem. I was about to say, it sounds like, even though he wouldn't know it, he's addicted to that kind of relationship.
And
he has no clue. He probably says, I can't stand it. But it's like, you know what? I bet he keeps going back because he's something about it. Maybe, like you said, maybe it's the chaos and the holy crazy shit that he actually likes and doesn't even know he likes it.
Some people are drawn to that.
And they don't know. They deny
it. They don't.
Which means they're kind of broke.
And she's broke, too, because she should just mind her own business.
Yeah, so you don't want that broken person.
Yeah.
So what else you got there?
He's trying to, boomerang back to you.
Who's that?
That's
Derek?
Derek.
Oh,
but
okay.
He's just going to get you in a situation where it's almost like you'll be in the spider web with these two, and you don't need that.
Yeah, you're
going
to go back to a place you don't want to go.
The other thing is, your abilities, psychic abilities, all of that are in the process of growth, but under the designation you all know I love, which is, what is it again, the sure to come true. I love that because it really gives you an indication of what's coming. You're going to end up working in that field eventually. What you're doing right now in your nursing is important for you and for the people that you care for. But eventually, because you're 40, in your 40s.
All right, women loves telling their age. Tell us your exact age and weight.
Oh,
age, age, all your dimensions. All right, go ahead.
She's 42. Well, I'm picking up that by 50, you're going to be working as both a medium, and your brother's going to help you, medium, as a psychic reader, all of this stuff. So just keep learning what you can. You know, don't cram like you're going to a college and you have to graduate by a certain time. Just whatever appeals to you, learn it, work with it. And then they're sure to come true. That's going to come to be for you.
Work with you.
I'm sorry?
I said, maybe I could work with you some.
Well, of course. And I'll let you all know. We're going to get rolling here real soon. Okay.
Keep rolling.
No.
Rolling.
I'm freezing.
Well, I don't have my phone there, Chili Pop.
No, I meant here.
Oh, you do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. Well, you could just shut that off, too, right there.
Well, I can't.
That that fan would have been a lot easier to shut off.
All right, well, stand by here for your healing angel card.
I don't like giving repeats, so we'll see what the cards bring again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kindness is the subject. A kind gesture rekindles your belief in the power of love. Remember to be kind to yourself.
Yes. Yes, and Amy, I was laughing at Michelle. She says that is one phallic microphone. Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
It's the same one we always have, though.
Well, what's on your mind, Michelle?
It has not changed. All right, well, thank you very much.
Yes, Amy, God bless you.
Thank you for being so patient.
Be in touch with us, please.
Not a problem. Love you guys.
Love you, too. Happy holidays to you, too. Boy, what a miraculous story.
Happy holidays to you. All right, we are. You got anything? Yeah, it is very hairy. Oh, did I give an international? I did give an international shout out to Laura. But I did, because I said we have both of our Canadian representatives here, our Canadian regulars here.
Now, if that was me, he'd jump all over me right now.
For what?
What? You don't remember that we
I would
said?
Jump on you for that. Silly goose. I would jump on you if you accused me of not doing that.
Yeah, what did somebody say here? Somebody said, Deb, go throw a sweater on.
I was thinking you could have just pulled that chain and that would have taken care of your problems right there.
Oh.
That was your biggest problem.
Well,
I could feel it from here.
We have, this is basically really a sunroom, a Florida room, and it's got one of those like hotel heaters and air conditioners.
PVAC, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's nothing else you could have done unless they put in a false ceiling and ran some heating ducts in, and that would have been cha-ching, and then you would lose the cathedralness to it.
So, Michelle, do you think we need to decorate the mic?
And that's, you know, that's
she says the room is so lovely, and then there's the penis in the middle of the table. All right.
We shall move on because we have colors.
Yeah, we have not heard from Lisa in several days.
It's only been 2 days.
Okay.
Right?
No, today is the third day.
I thought she was here from Rebel Card Friday. I thought she was here yesterday and then wasn't.
No.
Hasn't been that long because we asked her about Thursday for sure she called. For sure, yeah. Thursday. I thought she called Friday.
Mm-mm. Wait.
I thought
no,
she called Friday for
never
sure.
Mind. It was after Thanksgiving anyway.
That would be Friday.
Yeah.
Today is Saturday. Friday was yesterday. She didn't call in a rebel card. Right, anyway, let's go to 914 up in New York. 914, welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Glad to have you with us.
Thanks.
And your name, please?
Joanne.
You got to
say that again.
Yeah.
Joanne?
Hello?
We've got a really, really bad cell phone connection.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're in a bad room.
Oh, well, I'm going to move. Give me a second.
I'm sorry?
I think she said give her a second. I thought she said. Could be location, could be speakerphone. There's a lot of, sometimes if you're just in a bad spot in the building, even some people's houses have bad spots, you know, right on the edge of the cell phone area. She's definitely relocating.
Michelle, don't tempt me.
Say again?
Go ahead, hon.
Is that it?
Yeah.
It is better, yes.
Yeah, I didn't know if I could ask a question. How does it go?
Did you get that?
Nope. What's your question? I'm sorry.
I'm asking you, do I ask a question or do you just read it? I'm just asking.
Oh, she's
not. We're sorry. We didn't know you were a first-timer. We apologize.
Yeah.
We apologize. Well, you know, the area code has got a lot of humans in it, so that we don't recognize that. So. Yes, you can. I've been listening for a while, so, right? Hopefully, so you heard some of the other callers asking questions, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have so many questions that I don't even know which one to ask. So that's why I thought maybe you could
Well, pick out a couple that are most important to you, and then give a background on them, a little bit of background info on those. Ask a couple questions right up front. They don't even have to relate to each other if you don't want to. But give some background information if you're new.
Love life.
Okay, love life. Okay, what else you got cooking?
Can't settle on housing, so that's up in the air. So
okay,
career, work.
All right, you're rather,
right. Yeah.
Okay, and you know, give us some background on each on your love life. You have anything going currently?
That was me. Sorry, I banged into something.
Oh,
that's okay.
You know what? Though you sound good now. You sound great. The reception is good. So what have you banged into? Great. You did a good job.
Great.
All right, so tell us a little bit about your love life to help Deborah out here, or lack thereof.
It's always at zero.
You're at zero. Do you have anything that anybody interesting you that's on your radar scope?
Nope.
Anything that has recently terminated? Any love life from the past that has ended recently?
Yeah. Yeah, that happened.
Okay, well, that's something that the love life that has ended, terminated.
Okay. Now,
you can ask,
are you
now
turning towards the future?
Yes.
On where you can leave that behind, or are you still having some, emotions over that relationship?
I think the other person is.
Well, the other person maybe not be done with it.
Okay, but you are.
But she's ready to move on is what she's saying, but the other person may not feel the same. Well, that's pretty common. And also, how about the career now? Well, what's your career right now? Do you have a career path and you're not happy with it? Or tell us a little bit about that.
I keep getting a lot of job offers, and I kind of don't know which way to go.
Okay. And do you have a current job right now?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I'm happy with it, but I'm not making enough money.
Okay, so you like it, but it's not doing good for the bank account. And that is very important because, you know what?
It's early days. It's all commission. It's early days. It could possibly turn around. But.
Okay. That's the problem with that commission stuff is you can't count on that all the time. That would drive me. I couldn't handle that stress.
Even in real estate, you've got to budget.
I could not handle anything that I couldn't count on, some base salary that was. I couldn't handle that commission thing and having to rely on that. That would be so stressful for me.
Okay, first of all, I want to tell you right off the top, I'm picking up that the best decision you made was ending that relationship. Nothing good was going to come of it.
International shout out to Cho in the UK. All right, back to the reading.
Yeah, I mean, this individual has a, I hesitate to use the word violent. Well, let's call it anger control issue.
Yeah, and that doesn't have to be violent, but it could still be as stressful.
And are you still bothered?
Volatile type personality.
Yeah. Are you harassed?
Oh, I avoid him like the plague, so he can't.
Okay, all right. But if you didn't, he would probably try to get back into your life.
I don't think so.
Well, I'm seeing here the very strong possibility of a restraining order if he increases his contact with you.
So she's doing a good job avoiding, but if he does crawl his way back in, you have to take action.
Yeah, you do, because this was never going to be a really good relationship. And it's him. It's not you. And the fact that you got away has kind of I feel like he's got some kind of real problem with being abandoned.
Yeah, there's jacked up.
So, new love. Yes, it's definitely coming to you. It's coming to you like with blessings all over it. And that's down here. Yes, and I see that you are going to meet this individual really soon. Three of clubs is right there. Yes. And with it being the holidays, well, you just never know what's going to come our way. through socializing or everybody's out shopping. And you know, an awful lot of people do meet in very, you know, in kind of like meet cute, like in the movies. Like, let's say you're out shopping and all of a sudden a bunch of stuff starts falling down and a guy comes over and says, here, let me help you with that. Ta-da! Cute.
Sure, I'm sure it happens all the time out there, you know. Encounters are, a lot of times you can't plan for those. You can't plan the meeting all the time with somebody.
One thing I can tell you, hon, if you try, I see a lot in terms of your, state of mind, if you are having a lot, I mean, there's like a big, dark, gloomy cloud over you. And a lot will change if you can try to focus on gratitude. I know you may not have much to be grateful for, but until you tell us you're out there living under a bridge in a box, I'd say you're doing great.
The career stuff.
Yeah. And as for your career, what I'm saying, the first thing, let's try to elevate where you are in terms of mental, you know, in terms of your outlook, your viewpoint. And that is going to then start to bring lots of new experiences to you. You're going to feel happier. You will definitely be on a road to recovery from all this darkness that's around you.
Well, I mean, I don't feel darkness at all, and I don't feel sad or depressed. It's just the town that I'm living in. There's something wrong here. I mean, people are moving out because they feel there's just so much shit going on through people. People are literally being used like, I don't know what the word is. They're being used like, I don't know.
Can you tell us where you're at?
In New York?
Yeah. The town is so, not only like I say cursed, but it's like an open conduit for maybe dark or demonic energy, and it's going through all the people who are low frequency, and they're fighting and ripping at anybody they can, especially the people who are higher frequency. That's the darkness.
Yeah, I believe you're right. I think that it would be very wise for you to try to get a job outside of that area where, you know, you're going to have a whole different vibe going on for you. So your cards are very deep. And, you know, a lot of the people that call in, I get connected to them where it becomes real easy to read their cards. With you, it will take a few times for me to bring a lot of clarity to this. So this is not a ploy to get you to hire me. You can call in every time.
Yeah, we do mini shows. Yeah. Our next one is scheduled for Monday.
Yes,
right.
we'll be back on Monday.
Yeah,
we're on
for the soul.
I do readings, so I know you're coming from a true place.
Okay,
that's nice.
Thank you.
Okay,
that's
yes.
Good to know.
Love you very much. So.
Okay, I really feel that better. If you look to 2024 as the start of things that are going to be better and bigger and, you know, bringing so much more happiness to you, I believe you will actually attract that. And you're right, that town is poisoned. I don't know why. Maybe it's in the water. But best for you to try to find your way out of there. Are you born and raised in that particular town?
Raised.
Yeah.
Raised.
Well, and we have a lady who's joining us on Facebook. She is in Australia. And she has amazing psychic gifts. She is saying the evil energy, it's a porthole. This is a deep one. Let's send her love and protection. So that's for you, my dear. And I just want to give you hope so that when you come back again, and I hope that you will, that we can start looking at the big prospects in your future. Love is going to really restore you. Love is all-encompassing. I mean, it's the nature of the universe. Okay.
But really, but you're, I'm fine. I'm fine.
I'm sorry?
I'm fine.
Okay. Well, but I feel that having more love, you know, who would ever say, sorry, I've had enough. I don't need any more. I think it'll bring a lot to you. So, and do stay away from that guy. He's not done with you yet. So you're going to have to really stand firm with him. And I do see.
Do you see a sign? Do you see what sign he is?
No, I really don't. I don't have much in relation to signs.
Yes, but your cards and the zodiac aren't super connected.
Yeah, they're not. You're right. So anyway, Jim is going to give you a healing. What are they? Healing.
It is the healing angel cards, and I have pulled a single card for you. And this card. Jesus, I could have just had this card almost for everybody tonight. This card, I shuffle. If people are watching, I'm shuffling and whatnot, and this card keeps wanting to come out. But you know what? It's a good card. It's Archangel Sandalphon again.
Again.
Well, and actually, it's like many times it's come out. I've been reshuffling. I've heard your call for help. Your prayer will soon be answered.
Well, I think that's...
Apparently, this is Sandalphon night. Yeah. Archangel Sandalphon night, because he wants to jump in everybody, which... Who would want to turn down an archangel? You know, if the guy wants to jump on your boat, that's a good passenger to have on your boat.
I think so, too. I do, too, and I really feel that things are going to turn around for you. Love, career, not just a job. A J-O-B just pays the bills. You're on your way to a career. And more peace of mind. Get away from them. All those people up there, yeah. And it was funny. A lady in England is saying relocating may be an idea for closure. I think so, too. I had to get away from where I was raised and born and raised. I mean, I even going back there, I get this real suffocating feeling in that time to move away. I ran away. So if you feel the future is calling you, answer the call, and you've got Sandalphon right with you.
Sandalphon is pretty much must be at our show tonight, because Sandalphon, that card they're wanting to come up from 75% of the people.
I think you're right.
So obviously Sandalphon's here. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for calling me.
Oh, yes, honey.
We hope that you call back again.
Yeah.
Now, I don't hang up when the call's over. I'll put you back on mute so you continue to listen, because we got some.
Yeah.
We got to talk about the future. Thank you very much, and we hope that you will call again, and it was great having a first-time caller.
Thank you, hon.
Our next show scheduled is Monday. Now, we have to talk about that, because it's going to be News for the Soul.
Yeah.
So you can't search for us the same way. You got to look on News for the Soul, which is still Blog Talk Radio, and then she will feature, we say she, Nicole, who runs it, she will feature our show, and she'll post that, hey, we're coming on. It'll be an hour earlier with a different number to call in. So remember, Monday, it's just Monday, the only time that's different. Monday is News for the Soul on Blog Talk Radio. If you're a Facebooker, well, you'll see the post. You don't have to try to worry about that too much. But if you're a Blog Talk listener only, and you search Blog Talk for live shows, or if you follow us, you got to look for Monday's News for the Soul. Well, it's 6 p.m. Eastern time. It's a different time, too. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes!
Okay, and just a word to everybody. We're all running around shopping and stuff.
Chippity, shoppity,
when you're out in a crowded place, especially if you are empathic, try to really ground yourself. Sometimes I'll put like a bubble around me, because you can start picking up the emotions of others. And what I'm seeing out there is not a lot of happy people. I mean, the children are, like you said, Jim, they're excited. You know, it's... Santa's coming, but a lot of people just look very worried, and you can pick up their pain, their misery, their, you know, depression. So I think that's important to bear that in mind. Okay. And one of the best ways I ever learned about concerning grounding came from the lady at the healing fountain where my office, you know, was for years. And she always said to imagine roots growing out, roots.
Yeah, tomato, tomato.
Growing out of the bottoms of your feet, going down, 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 deeply. And you will find great big pink stone in the center after going all the way down. And, yeah, very good, Michelle. She says you can also put yourself by taking off your shoes and walking on the grass. Well, a lot of us aren't going to have grass for too much longer.
Well, it depends on where you live, too. It might be in an urban area. You can live out in Arizona where they don't have grass and pounds and stuff.
And those that study Reiki, at least the type I was taught, they teach you to go, like, over to the wall and you know, cleanse yourself on the wall. So,
interesting. Can you imagine if somebody walked into a room and you were doing that?
Yeah, they'd think I was out
of
my mind.
They would think that you maybe should be in a rubber room. I would think that. I'd be like, what the hell are you doing to the wall, woman?
Well, you know what? Terry Sue puts headphones on, or earbuds maybe, when you're out in a crowded store or whatever. I think that's a great idea, too. You know, and remember, a lot of this stuff we're putting our hands on, people in other countries made. And I feel that they can leave. This is my belief. They can leave some of the, you know how your dog, you bring something in and what are they doing? They're smelling that thing all over. And I think that the people that are out there in other parts of the world who are manufacturing these things, they're leaving their essence on it. Their vibe, whatever you want to
call it. A lot of people
call
it.
Their energy.
Yeah, and there's, you see a lot of that in the paranormal thing. People say that everybody has residual energies that can be left behind. And especially in a place that they occupy for years and years, there could be a large residual energy that's there. Doesn't mean there's a ghost there. It could be just large residual energy they left behind that somebody may interpret as a paranormal ghost.
Now, you Facebook people, don't go away. But we have to sign off.
Start wrapping up our blog talkers who have been listening to us faithfully, and we appreciate that always.
Well, the callers tonight, starting with Wendy and all the way through, fantastic. Thank you all for
still
joining
there.
Us. No question is ridiculous. If you want to call in and ask, what is my dog thinking, we'll do our best.
Hopefully there's a little
that.
More context than just what is he thinking.
Yeah.
I hope there's some context to that, you know, not just that. He might be thinking, my butt itches or something, you know, you got to get some context. Is there a problem or a dilemma in his life? You know, okay, well, all right, let's do the wrap with the blog talkers.
What are you picking?
I don't know, Deb. I'll let you decide. Dunt or dunt?
What do you got? I guess Madonna.
Anna.
Yes, to all of our blog talkers who are having the holidays.
Happy Joy Story.
Yes. And please join us Monday on News for the Soul. 6 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific.
Truth.
We'll see you then.
Actually, that's wrong.
But
3 hours difference.